So we're just going to read a couple of verses tonight from the Word of God. And the first verse I'd like to read is in the book of Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. Luke's Gospel, chapter 19. And some of you maybe know that I'm going to look at verse number 10. I'd like to speak this evening on the word seek, or to look for. And what does the Bible have to say about it? So we'll read from Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10. It says, "For the Son of Man, that is the Lord Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So he's come from heaven to earth, and he's come with the purpose of seeking, to look for individuals, people that are lost. How are they lost? Well, we'll look at those different things. Let's go back into our Bibles, into the Old Testament, and look at the book of Psalms. And we'll look at Psalm 14. Psalm 14, and we'll read the first three verses. 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 14 and verse number 1. "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God, or no God for me. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God." So what is the conclusion of this question? God looked down to see if there was any that understood, any that did seek God. So the conclusion of God is in verse 3. "They are all gone aside," a different direction. "They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not even one." So God looked to see if there was any that did understand and seek God. Let's go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55. Isaiah 55. And we'll read from verse number 6. Isaiah 55 and verse number 6. It reads, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." It's a short verse, and we'll read it one more time. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Now, we trust that God will bless the reading of his word and give us understanding as we look at these few verses. I'd like to look this evening at the word seek, or to look for. What are you looking for tonight? Well, I can tell you one thing that I am always looking for. Every day, I am looking for my wallet. Unfortunately, I've got too many cards in my wallet, and it's uncomfortable to sit on, so I always take it out of my pants pocket and I put it somewhere in the car, or I put it on my desk, or I put it lots of different places. And the problem is, I never remember where I last put it. Now, if I could have everything on my phone, it's easier to keep track of my phone, harder to keep track of my wallet. Now, since I got to know many people from Ukraine, and since I've been in Ukraine, I understand that you can put your driver's license as part of your digital wallet. I don't think you can do that here in Canada, but I'm waiting for them to be able to do that. If you can do that, and I don't know about it, please let me know. Because if I could have everything on my phone, I would not have to look for my wallet. So if you were to come and to live with us for a couple of days, every evening we're out. We're out to a meeting, we're out visiting somebody, and where the rest of the family is in the van, and I am scurrying around the house looking for my wallet. And it's this mad dash, panic, rush, where is my wallet? Because the police haven't been, I was going to say the police haven't been too friendly to me recently, but maybe the more correct way to put that is that I have not been as careful as I should be driving recently, and I'm afraid that if I get pulled over and don't have my license with me, then my license could, I may not be able to find it for a while. So I am always looking for my wallet. Now, what are you looking for? Hopefully you don't have the same trouble with me as finding your wallet, but we're all looking for something. We should be looking for something that's more important than our wallet. A lot of times we're looking for acceptance, we're looking for friends, we're looking for meaning in life, we're looking for satisfaction, we're looking for answers in life. We've got questions and we're seeking for something that will answer our questions. And all those things are very good, to be looking for things that are important. Well, we are very important to God. Maybe I should just stop for a moment and say this. I've gone to lots of conferences with work, and I sit there, and I sit for 45 minutes, or I sit for 1 hour, and by the time the message is almost done, the presentation is almost done, I'm sitting there thinking, what did I learn? Why am I here? What is the speaker trying to say? Now, if in 20 minutes you're asking yourself the question, what was he talking about? Why am I here? What is this all about? Then I have completely and totally failed, and I have wasted your time. So I want to tell you what, you're in a gospel meeting. A gospel meeting is a meeting, a presentation, a talk about good news. So good news, this good news comes from God. In our world, there is very little good news. But this good news comes from God. And he has good news for you. It's a personal message. He wants you to know that he has good news for you. This good news is that he loves you. He wants to be with you. He wants to help you. But as we've read tonight, there is a problem between us and God. And we are the one that created the problem. We have distanced ourselves from God because of who we are and what we have done. So the Bible tells us that the wrong that we have done, which is called sin, has distanced us from God. Maybe I could put it this way. I talked about looking for my wallet because of my driver's license. So if I'm driving really carefully and I'm not on my phone and I'm driving the speed limit, if I see a police officer, no problem. But if I'm in a hurry and I'm stretching the speed limit a little bit and I see a police officer, all of a sudden I feel like hitting the brake and I feel a little bit guilty. It's like, hope he didn't see me. Why is it? I'm the same driver. He's the same police officer. The problem is that I broke or I transgressed the law. He was completely fine with me when I was doing the speed limit. But when I transgressed the speed limit, then there became a problem between him and me, and I created the problem. So the problem between us and God is that we have sinned against God. God wants you in heaven with him. That's how much he loves you. But God is holy. God is right, he is righteous, God is not corrupt, and that means he cannot take us into heaven with our sin. So, how do we get to heaven if we have sin? Well, we can't get rid of our sin on our own. We can't do enough good things to take away our bad things. We need help. We need a Savior. We need someone who is able to forgive us. And that is the reason that God sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Our verse told us, the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, is come. Where has he come from? He's come from heaven. He's come to seek, to look for, and to save those that are lost. So what is my message? What is the gospel? It is good news. It is about God. It is about us. God loves us. God wants us to be in heaven with him after we die. There is our life. We will die. But there is life after death, eternity. And we will spend our eternity either in heaven above or being punished in hell for our sin. God doesn't want that. God doesn't want us to be punished. He has provided his Son. He is the Savior. And he is the one that is able to forgive you and take you to heaven. There's nothing you have to do or pay to get it. He's offering it to you as a gift. And if you receive it, you'll have God's salvation. If you receive the Son of God as your Savior, you'll be saved. You'll be ready for heaven. So the Son of Man is come, and he's come to look for and to save those that are lost. I'm thankful that the Lord Jesus came. I'm thankful that he came to seek. But I'm even more thankful for the way that he came. You see, there's been a couple times that the police have been seeking for me. Now, don't worry, they weren't on a chase. But he saw something on his radar gun that he didn't like, and he's like, I'm going to seek for this guy. So when he pulled me over, he said, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, well, I may have an idea. And he says, you saw me and you hit your brakes. I said, yeah. And he said, well, do you know why you hit your brakes? Whew, I was sweating then. You see, he was looking for me, but unfortunately, he was not looking for me to bless me. I would have loved it if he had come up to my car and said, I just wanted to stop you to say hi. I'm a really nice guy, and it's a really beautiful afternoon, and I just wanted to give you a $20 Tim's card. Wouldn't that have been great? Someone seeking me to bless me, and I would have been so blessed as I went to Tim Hortons and invited one of you to join me. I would have loved that. But instead, it wasn't a card. It was a yellow piece of paper. But you see, God's looking for us. He's looking for us. He could look for us to punish us. That would be fair. God could look for us and find us and say, I know what you've done wrong. You see, when I was pulled over by the police, I kind of suggested to him that maybe he would like to give me a warning. So I thought that would be fair. Warnings are always, I like a warning rather than punishment. So he took my driver's license and he went back to his car. And I thought, this is not a good thing. So he came back and he said, well, I would have given you a warning, but he said, I saw your record. Oh, no. A record. But you know what? God has a record as well. God has a record of what we've done. And because God has a record of what we've done, he can look at that record and he knows that we're guilty. And because we're guilty, he could, if he wanted to, he could immediately punish us. And he would be just in punishing us. But is God looking for us so that he can punish us? No, not at all. It's completely the opposite. God is looking for us so that he can bless us with the best gift that we could ever receive. A gift that is so important, a gift that is so valuable, a gift that will last forever. He wants to give it to us completely for free. So I am glad for the way that the Son of Man came to seek. He didn't come to condemn us, but he came that the world through him might be saved. That's the next verse, the next word in the verse. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save. You see, when he finds us, and he finds each one of us, he's come to bless us. Well, what does that blessing look like? He wants to give us salvation. I mentioned before, because of our sin, God is just and right in punishing us. But he wants to save us from the punishment. He wants to rescue us from the punishment. He does not want to give us what we deserve. See, the police officer, he didn't really want to give me what I deserved either. He kind of apologized. He said, well, if you disagree with my judgment, he said, there's a little line down here, and he said, you could go down to court and you could dispute the charges. So he was actually fairly nice. He apologized. He didn't need to. But the Lord Jesus has come, and he has come to seek, and he has come to save. He could have given us what we deserved, but he did not want to give us what we deserved, but he wanted to bless us instead. That is the definition of grace. Not getting what we deserve. He's willing to give us what we don't deserve. But this verse tells us that we're lost. Those that are lost need to be found. Just like my wallet that is always lost, I seek for it with the purpose with the purpose of finding it. The Lord Jesus finds every individual that he looks for. So that means that he has found me and he has found you. The question is this: have you found him? He knows where you're located. He knows who you are, where you live, what you think, everything. He wants to bless you, so he's found you. Have you found him? We often say that a seeking Savior and a seeking sinner will always meet. I could say it this way. God is looking for you, and if you are seriously, actively looking for God, if you're looking for the Savior, you will find each other. You see, we read in Psalm 14, and God is looking down from heaven, and he is seeing, is there any that people that I've created that understand? Are there any that seek God? And he made his conclusion. He said, no, they've all gone astray. They've all gone aside. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. That doesn't sound like good news, does it? Doesn't sound like good news at all. So how is the message from Psalm 14, how is that good news? Well, it's true. We're sinners. We don't deserve God's grace. Our sin will be punished. We will be punished. But the fact that we are sinners qualifies us for God's gift. If you're not a sinner, then you don't qualify for God's gift. If you don't think that you're a sinner, then you think you don't qualify for God's gift. But if you recognize tonight, I am the sinner, I have broken God's law, I've offended him, I deserve to be punished, God's saying, it's people like you that I want to give my gift of salvation. We read in in Isaiah 55 in verse number 6, a great verse. It says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." As I mentioned, we are all seeking for something. What we're seeking for often depends on the value that we put on it. Maybe I'll ask you a couple of questions so we can illustrate it this way. How long would you spend searching or seeking for 10 cents? If you lost 10 cents, how long would you spend looking for it? Depends on how much 10 cents is worth to you, right? How long would you spend looking for a dollar? Okay, well, my kids are not here tonight. They went to Portage, so they didn't have to listen to their dad. So if you're someone like Theo, who is technically now in debt to his dad for $7.50, he would look for a dollar. Because a dollar to him, that's valuable. He could pay off 1/8 of his debt with that dollar. So he would look for that. But would you look for 10? How long would you spend looking for $10? I don't know. What about 100? What about your passport? You're going on a trip. You've booked it. You've paid for your trip. And the night before you leave, you go to the place where you keep your passport, and it is not there. Would you like, it's okay. It'll show up. I'll find it tomorrow morning before I go to the airport. Or would you look for it as soon as you know that it's missing? You see, that's how important it is to seek the Lord. As soon as you realize you don't have the Lord as your Savior, you need to look for him. You need to seek for him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. So the amount of time that you are willing to look for something depends on how much value you put in that object. How much value do you place on the Lord Jesus Christ? Now remember, he's the Savior. He's God's Son. He is the one that is able to forgive you from your sin. He's able to deliver you from the power of sin. He's able to save you and take you to heaven. This person is looking for you. He's found you. How much time have you spent in this last week looking or searching for the Lord Jesus? That's what the verse says. Seek the Lord. We seek for many things. We seek and look for many important things. But the Bible tells us to seek the Lord. There's often obstacles when we're looking for something. There's two things that I look for most. Number one is my wallet. The second thing is leaking irrigation pipes. So I work in landscaping, and most of our properties are irrigated. And some morning I'll come in and there's water in areas that there's not supposed to be water or too much water. And then I'll walk along and I'll find a big squishy spot on the grass, and I realize there must be a leak. It's under pressure and it is leaking. So I start to dig. And I'm just looking for one thing. I'm not looking and I'm not concerned about the earthworms and all the other little nice things I find under the ground. I'm looking for one hole and I'm looking for a leak because I want to fix it. But when I am searching for the leak, there are obstacles. Now, those obstacles could be a couple different things. They could be other pipes, but most of the times, it's rocks. You dig down and, oh, it's rock or it's concrete, and I cannot get to what I am looking for. I'm looking for a pipe that is leaking, but I'm not able to. So sometimes there's obstacles. And when you're looking for the Lord, there is going to be obstacles. There are going to be distractions, things that take your mind over here and over there. But the Bible tells us, seek the Lord. We need to pay attention. We need to make this our number one priority. When I'm digging to find this irrigation leak, I'm not distracted by other things around. I'm looking for one thing. Where is that water leaking? Sometimes the obstacles or the obstructions come from unexpected places. We need to be aware of that. I remember probably about 15 years ago being in London, England. And we were trying, it was a Friday night, and it was November, and it was dark, and it was raining. And we were trying to find our way to a ministry meeting that was at a hall close to London Bridge. So I'm cheap, and I didn't want to pay for a taxi, so we decided to take the tube or the underground subway. So we were like a little groundhog, and we popped up at the street level where we thought we were supposed to be, and we didn't recognize any street signs, and we were lost. We were looking for this place where there was the meeting about God's word. There was going to be believers that were gathered, and we were going to meet them and listen to the word of God. But we were looking for this place, and we were lost. We couldn't find it. So it's dark, it's cold, and it's raining. But we came across, in our search, we came across an unexpected obstacle. We actually weren't able to find anybody in London at that place that spoke English. So the problem we had was that we couldn't communicate. We went into this store, and they said, sorry, I don't speak English. Okay, I didn't speak their language, so we went to the next place. Sir, we're looking for this tube station. Oh, sorry, I don't speak English. So I could communicate with them. They couldn't communicate with, we didn't understand each other. So there was a problem. I was looking, but I didn't, no one could give me the information that I needed. And that's like many in this world tonight. There are many people that are looking for God. They've got questions about God. They're seeking for God. But sometimes there's unexpected challenges or obstacles. Maybe you've gone to this church, and then you've gone to this church, and you've searched online about this religion and that religion, and you're looking for God, but you're asking yourself, where is he? I don't know where he is. Where is God? Where is the truth? I'm looking for it, but I can't find it. Well, God's truth is going to be found in God's word. What is God's word? It is the Bible. If you have a Bible, read it. If you don't have a Bible, ask for one. Don't trust necessarily what other people say. You shouldn't fully trust what I say. You should only trust what God says. If what I say is from the Bible, then you can trust it. But you are responsible to do your own research. You are responsible to find out and to seek for yourself. Get into the Bible, read, because the Bible says we are to seek the Lord. But it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. I just like to look at these next two statements in three different ways. First of all, I'd like to look at them as positive, encouraging statements. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. First of all, he can be found. The Lord Jesus can be found. Now, that's good news. There are many things in this world that cannot be found. They once existed, but they're lost and lost forever. There are individuals that have passed from time into eternity, and they're not coming back to Winnipeg. But this verse says that he, the Lord Jesus, can be found. So if you're looking for him tonight, be encouraged. He can be found. Are you looking for him? The second thing. I just said the second thing. That would be the second thing. He is near. He can be found, and he is near. That's also encouraging. If somebody told me what you're looking for can be found, that's great. But if they tell me what you're looking for not only can be found, it is near, then I'm excited. Because it's just so close. So remember, this verse tells us he can be found. Secondly, he is near. The Lord Jesus is near to you. He's so near that we're going to see a little bit later in this verse that if you were to call out to him, he would save you. So remember, he can be found, and he is near. The second thing I'd like to look at about this verse is our responsibility. So he can be found, and he is near. What are two things that are our responsibility in this verse? First one is to seek. The second one is to call. I would guess that most people in this meeting, maybe if you haven't yet trusted Christ as your Savior, I think that you are seeking. You're looking. You're looking for God. You're looking for something that you need. That's great. You are seeking. But what does this verse say is also our responsibility? It says we need to call. There's a verse in the book of Acts that says, whosoever or any person that calls out to the name of the Lord will be saved. So if you were to call out to the Lord Jesus as your Savior, call upon him to save you and to take you to heaven, the promise is you will be saved. There's a story that's recorded for us in the Bible of the Lord Jesus, and he's with his disciples. And the disciples have gone over across the lake in a boat. The Lord Jesus is going to meet them, and he walks on the water. And Peter says, Lord, if it is you, I want to come out of the boat, and I want to walk to you on the water. That's quite a request. So Peter gets out of the boat, and he walks across the water to the Lord Jesus. But his eyes are taken off of Christ, and he starts to sink in the water. And he calls out, Lord, save me. And it says, immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him. So an example of somebody that calls out to the Lord. So the first question, are you seeking for the Lord? Are you seeking for the Savior? Yes or no? Second question, have you called out to the Lord? Have you expressed to the Lord Jesus what you're looking for? Have you told him, I need you? Have you told him, I need the Savior? Have you told him that my sins are really bad and my sins are taking me away from you? I need salvation. Have you called to him? The last thing, and I must close, there's a warning in these statements. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. That word while indicates for us something about time. That we are supposed to call upon him during a time when he can be found. If we were to go back, and we won't, back to where I first read in Luke's Gospel chapter 19 and also verse chapter 18, there is a man by the name of Zacchaeus, and the Lord Jesus is passing by and through his village, and Zacchaeus takes the opportunity and he finds the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus finds him, and he finds the Lord Jesus, and he was saved. That's earlier in the chapter 19. But then if we were to go to the end of Luke chapter 19, we'll read verses like this. The Lord Jesus has come to Jerusalem, and it's a place that he loved, people that he loved, and he weeps over the city of Jerusalem. Why is he weeping? He says of the people that live in Jerusalem, he says, or he prophesies and says that there is going to be destruction, there's going to be judgment that comes to the city. And he says, those people in that city do not know the time of their visitation. That simply means the Lord Jesus is saying, these people do not know the great opportunity that they now have. They didn't know. They had an opportunity, but they didn't recognize the one who had come to bring them salvation. And he speaks of a time when judgment was going to come. Do you recognize tonight the great opportunity that you have? The Lord Jesus has come to seek and to save. But do you recognize that he has come and is giving you an opportunity? Or will you be like the people in Luke chapter 19 that do not recognize the time of the opportunity? Seek the Lord while he may be found. He's not always going to be found. The time to seek him is now. The end of that verse, call upon him while he is near. If we were to go back to Luke chapter 18, there's a man that is blind. The Lord Jesus is passing through his village. He's blind and he wants to see. And he calls out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. He wants his sight. He knows that the Lord Jesus can give him his sight. And others tell him to be quiet, and he cries out even more. He says, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus calls for him, and he comes. And Jesus asks this blind man, what would you like? And he says, Lord, that I might receive my sight. That day, that man received his sight, and he received salvation. He took the opportunity. Seek the Lord while he may be found. What did this blind man do? He called upon the Lord while he was near. The Lord Jesus was passing through his village. And the Lord Jesus is passing this way tonight. He's passing, not literally with a physical body, but he's passing through this meeting. And he's extending to you an invitation. He says, come. I know you've looked for me. I know you're seeking for me. I've already found you. And he's saying, just call out to me. Call out for my salvation, and I will give you the gift of God. I'll give you salvation. I'll save you from your sins, and I'll take you home to heaven. Seek the Lord. While he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let's pray.